Welcome to Schoolin' Around, a podcast hosted by Branching Minds featuring prominent leaders, subject matter experts, and thought innovators with their perspectives on the current challenges facing K-12 education. I'm your host, Larissa Napolitan, a former teacher, instructional coach, and a member of the Branching Minds team. My hope is to shine a light on phenomenal educators and those that are on a mission to transform our schools and the lives of students. We are moving right into the spring season, and for district and school leaders, that means one big thing is looming on the horizon: summer professional development planning. We know how much effort goes into mapping out those summer months. You are trying to look at the data, balancing budgets, and even trying to figure out how to give your staff exactly what they need before the new school year begins. Today, we are going to look closely at how we design that professional learning. We will discuss how you can develop your own coaching skills to better support your staff, and how high-quality, intentional professional development is the absolute engine behind a successful multi-tiered system of supports, or MTSS. Let's get started. Let us start with the why. Right? We always start with the why. Why do we dedicate so many resources to summer professional development? The intent is always positive. We want to equip our educators with the tools they need. But we have all sat through traditional one-and-done workshops. You sit in a cafeteria, listen to a speaker for 6 hours, get a binder, and then go back to your classroom and never open that binder again. It is also important to recognize that professional development isn't always about brand new content. In fact, effective PD often involves revisiting or going deeper into familiar systems, protocols, or even instructional methods that the district already values. Sometimes these sessions serve as reminders or offer crucial updates, an approach that helps reinforce best practices and even keeps everyone aligned. Research from Psychology Today highlights that real support is most effective when it matches what educators actually need, not just what leaders think might be helpful. This means an updated session on existing initiatives, if designed with input from teachers, can directly address their daily realities and feel genuinely supportive rather than redundant. Recent Gallup polling also found that teachers who have frequent, meaningful opportunities for professional growth and collaboration, like team planning and peer learning, are more satisfied with their work and experience less burnout. Collaborative planning, in particular, is rated by teachers as one of the most valuable forms of professional development. So when summer PD gives space for educators to share strategies, reflect together, and ask questions about current district system, it strengthens both their expertise and sense of connection. Instead of always chasing newness, leaders can focus on refining and deepening what works, cultivating a culture of ongoing learning and truly supportive growth for all staff. So, also, research from ASCD consistently shows us that these isolated PD events do not translate into teacher growth or improve student outcome. So, let's talk about what really works. It comes down to understanding adult learning theory. Adults learn differently than children, and as adult learners, our teachers need relevance, autonomy, and immediate application. When you are planning your professional sessions, ask yourself, how does this connect to the real challenges my teachers are facing? If we want professional development to be meaningful, it has to be continuous. Summer should be the launch pad, not the entire journey. We need to create environments where educators can collaborate, practice new skills, and receive ongoing feedback. When we apply adult learning principles, we move away from that compliance and step into genuine professional growth. Now, how does this connect to the systems we're trying to build? Supporting student needs across a diverse school district is a challenge many of us face, and there often isn't a secret or magic bullet that makes the difference. It's just the consistent hard work of building a strong system of support. And this is where MTSS comes in. A multi-tier system of supports is an incredible framework, but according to some of our insights, implementation frequently stalls out when leaders fail to provide specific, ongoing professional development. You cannot just hand a staff member an MTSS handbook and expect a seamless tier 1, 2, and 3 interventions to happen. Intentional professional development is the engine that drives a successful MTSS framework. And your summer PD is the perfect time to build a shared understanding of what that tier one core instruction truly looks like in your district. It is the time to train your interventionists on evidence-based tier two or tier three practices. When teachers understand the why behind the data collection and the how behind the interventions, they feel more confident. Without that specific leadership support and targeted training, MTSS becomes just another acronym. But with that high-quality PD, it becomes a transformative practice that ensures that no student falls through the cracks. Now, we've talked about the teachers, but let's also talk about the leaders. To create this kind of system change that you're hoping to have, district leaders need to empower their school leaders, their principals, and instructional coaches to facilitate their own professional learning. This brings us to the concept of leadership as service. True leadership is not about managing schedules. It's about influencing others through mentorship and creating a culture of continuous improvement. And I'm speaking to the district leaders. As a district leader, your job during this summer planning phase is to coach your building leaders. How are you developing the capacity of your leaders to lead effective data meetings? How are you supporting your coaches so they can provide meaningful, non-evaluative feedback to teachers? When you invest in the coaching skills of your leadership team, you're creating a ripple effect. You build a supportive, inclusive environment where everyone feels valued and equipped to do their best work. I encourage you to use this seasonal planning window, this time, to sit down with your leadership team and ask them what they need to feel confident leading MTSS at their specific sites. Address their challenges directly to create a sense of dialogue. When leaders feel supportive, they pass that support right down to the classroom level. So as we wrap up today's episode, let me kind of just summarize a few of our key takeaways. The planning you do right now for professional development this summer sets the tone for the entire academic year. First, let's just ditch the one-and-done workshop model. Lean into adult learning theory by making your sessions highly relevant, collaborative, and ongoing. Second, remember that MTSS requires an engine to run, and that engine is intentional, high-quality staff development. And finally, embrace leadership as a service. Focus on coaching your building leaders and instructional coaches so they can confidently guide their teams. So your call to action for this week is simple. Review your current summer PD draft. Look at the schedule and ask yourself if it really reflects the adult learning principles and clearly supports your MTSS framework. If not, you still have time to pivot. You still have time. Thank you for joining me on this School and Around episode. I appreciate the hard work that you do every day to build stronger and more equitable systems for your students. We'll see you next time. Thanks for listening to School and Around, a podcast hosted by Branching Minds. Go ahead and subscribe to our feed wherever you listen to podcasts. And don't forget, if you are enjoying our content, would you do us a favor and rate and review our podcast on iTunes? This helps others find our podcasts and lets us know how much you love what we're creating. Branching Minds is an educational technology company using learning sciences and technology to help districts effectively personalize learning through MTSS. To learn more about us, check out our website, branchingminds.com, or follow us on Twitter, Facebook, or LinkedIn at Branching Minds.